let your mind travel on the flight.
On the flight.
Prepare for takeoff.
Let's catch the flight with Virginia Manning Radio. Relax your mind, enjoy the flight with Virginia Manning Radio. It's time to fly. Let's catch the flight with Virginia Manning Radio. Relax your mind, enjoy the flight. Virginia Manning Radio.
Thanks for taking the time to lift your spirit with the flight.
Jesus came like a sweet, refreshing wind. I had storms within and clouds without, but one thought turned me about. Oh,
then, welcome to the flight. Nobody knows like Jesus. Amen. That was by Lucy Johnson, and we just bless the Lord just for what went into that production. And we just bless the Lord that this is the season now to release. We know that the heavens are open to receive, and so we're just going to believe by faith that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord. Amen. And especially I thank God for our creativity. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to the flight. Today is Sunday, October the 9th, 2022. What an amazing day to give God 100% and way above glory. Amen. Mm-hmm. I trust that you all are having a glorious day. In the studio today, we have Reverend Lori Lynn. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
All right, then. And you know what? She's going to be coming back here in just a couple minutes. Just wanted to kind of lay a foundation a little bit about what we are experiencing today. And I just began by saying that we're living in the greatest times and the most challenging times for the believer. The word of the Lord, our voices are producing a sound in the earth for the kingdom of God. Jesus is near.
Yes.
Amen. We have been hearing that since we were born, and generations and people that are 90 and 100 years old are still saying Jesus is near. Jesus is coming. But trust me, get ready. He is near. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the greatest battle we will face going forward, who will we choose to follow? God has never left us to fight alone. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but the wickedness that is in the earth walking around disguising itself as the light. And Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I bind every demonic force which would try to come against this word released in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This battle is for the soul of man. Who will we follow? One decision after another, coupled with distractions and hearing voices which are not our own. And I wanted to give an example, because when you say that you're hearing voices that are not your own, Reverend Lori Lynn, that people think, oh, you're schizophrenic, you know, something's going on, you're hearing voices, it's all the whole thing. But the Word of God says, when Paul says in Romans, he said that when we are to do the things that we're supposed to, we always find ourselves doing the things that we hate to do. Amen. Mm-hmm. So know that in all things that there is a warfare, there is a battle for your thoughts, for how you walk on this earth. Our decisions have been compromised because we as the church choose to fit in, walking the sin line, thinking we're getting, you know, if we just get close enough without sinning, or we're just unaware of the schemes of the enemy. You have heard it said, it doesn't take all of this. I want you to know that it takes all of this and more. Amen.
Yes.
People of God, this battle is for your soul, our gift, our peace, our anointing, our faith, our health, and every good, perfect gift that comes from God the Father. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I say all of this because I want us to come into agreement that because you're doing the things and it seems like it's good to do, and I just want to put it out there. I had a conversation with someone about the legalization of marijuana. And, you know, I understand that there's a purpose for it when it comes to healing, that property of what is said. But you know what? I don't want to compromise that. I understand that you get a choice to choose however you decide to go. But you know what? God has still been healing without any type of medication or anything at all. He has been laying the anointing of God breaks the yoke. The anointing of God heals our bodies. Amen. We just got to step it up. Amen. We got to step it up. So right now, I just want to go ahead and bring Reverend Lori Lynn on. Good afternoon. And of course, again, welcome to the fly. Yay.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes. Now, so Reverend, tell us just a little bit about your ministry. Definitely want to let you all know just a little bit. That she is the founder and CEO of B Kingdom Alignment Alliance Community and an ordained prophetic minister and author of Kingdom Generation Trained to Reign.
Yes.
All right. Just
yes.
give us
Thank
just give
you.
Us
Thank
a little
you.
Bit about the book. Give us a little bit about how your part in the kingdom of God and how we are moving it forward and how you've had the opportunity to move it forward and what the gifts that God has you flowing in.
Okay. Thank you, Virginia. Appreciate being on the program today. It was a great honor. I wanted to just say something before I do that. Mm-hmm. When you were saying about the voices, because I heard this in my spirit.
Yeah.
You know, if we really know Jesus, He said, my sheep will know my voice.
Yes.
So it's not unusual, you know, for people to be able to hear him. And a lot of people think because I've heard him audibly, which is part of my testimony,
mm-hmm.
I don't hear him audibly all the time. But that doesn't mean he won't speak to you audibly. It doesn't mean he can't speak to you in many ways, which is a book, the prophetic training classes that I've done. I've talked about the many ways he speaks because mm-hmm. people don't understand how he speaks, so they miss it.
Yeah.
And that's a big issue in the church, in the body of Christ, when they don't even recognize what it is because they're not trained to recognize the many ways, mm-hmm. biblically speaking, you know, tied into how God does talk to you.
Yes.
And to lead up to that, you know, You can't reign in the kingdom if you don't even know who you're listening to.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's really what we are to be doing. We are to reign, but our first initial is to know His voice, know how to respond to Him, and understand our identity. And that is probably one of what I've run into the biggest obstacles in the body of Christ is probably 85-90% of the people really don't either believe it, never were taught it, or it's sort of mythical to them, like he's just a little bit distant and they don't understand who they are in him or it's a religious exercise. It's picking up a really good book. I'm just going to say it the way I've seen it happen. Reading an amazing book that's absolute truth, believing, you know, this is the Bible, but the truth is they aren't believing it in their hearts. Mm. The connection is they don't hear him as a real person. It's a disconnect, and that's what the enemy's always tried to do, and it started back in the garden, and it had to do with identity.
Yes.
And if the enemy can keep people disconnected from who they are in Christ and who the Heavenly Father was at the very beginning, giving us what our job was, the very, very beginning in Genesis or Bereshit, if you look at it in Hebrew, the Father made it very clear, we are made in their image, number one. And I'm putting something that's a long teaching into a little bitty nutshell, but and I do expand on it when I teach, but the nutshell is this. The real seed was to get them to doubt that very thing, and he did it by saying, well, if you eat this, you'll be like God. Well, mm-hmm. that's the first lie.
Yeah. Okay.
And when they took that seed, then they believed it, and the action followed it.
Okay.
And the action followed in rebellion against what God had told them because they were already made in God's image.
Yes.
That same kind of seed and doubt is what the enemy's used always. That he does the same thing over and over to people all the time. Oh, you think you hear God? Yeah, I do. See, here comes a seed of doubt. Well, you know, many people talk, many people blah, 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 and it's like, no, I know my Lord. Because of relationship. You can't say you know someone and not spend time with them. If I said, oh, I know Donald Trump personally. No, I don't. I've never met him. I may have read about him or someone else that someone likes. That doesn't mean I have a ongoing, let's run around and go get some hamburgers together kind of relationship. Point being, if you don't spend that time in the Word, number one, and ask the Holy Spirit to bring the truth into you, you're going to have a difficult time understanding what does that voice sound like.
Yes.
And if you don't know that he speaks in so many ways, well, how are you going to know to look for it?
Yes.
How will you know? What does a sign actually look like? What is God trying to say to me? We used to joke, a friend of mine and I, that the Lord would talk to me through trucks.
Okay.
And we'd get tickled because we'd be on the phone and one would pass by and he'd say something I just totally out of the blue, never see that truck again, you know, like one pass one day said Songbird. And we were just talking about worshiping and I'm like, are you kidding me? And I said, see, people pass that off as a coincidence.
Yeah.
But I knew immediately, quickened in my spirit because of the relationship I have. That was the Lord saying, I want you to do this.
Yes.
Or this is what you do. Or I just want to let you know I'm here in this conversation. But it was engaging with the voice of God. So that is probably one of the most important things, I think, if I had a passion, that would be it, for people to really know. Not just to know his voice, to know him and know their identity in him. It is actually the first two commandments. When you look at how this is all put together, it's actually what the Father said, and Jesus repeated the same thing over and
Absolutely.
Over. Love me with all of your being.
Yes.
Let's just leave it all, your everything
all.
You think about.
Yes.
And then love others as yourself. Well, you can't love others when you don't even know who you are in him.
Yes.
You can superficially, perhaps, have some strong like and some love in areas, but to truly love them in a passionate way that God puts inside of us, it's not there if you don't know who you are. Because if you know who you are in him, you know that God has got a purpose for you.
Yes.
And because you know who he is, it all comes together.
Yes.
So if we live this way, then we start having a relationship. And then we begin to understand and believe what Jesus said. And when we start that and we know his voice, then we can begin to understand what is he talking about when he says training to reign.
Yes.
That's got to do with kingdom authority. But you can't walk right into it. People run around saying, well, I'm a king and I'm a priest. Well, that's biblically true, but the fact is, it's like being in the police academy. You can be in the academy, but you ain't done the oath yet, so you ain't no police officer,
yeah,
as they say
clear.
Back in the South,
clearly.
You know, until you've gone through the things, until you've literally done it. Then you start seeing how, you know, what the process is because you're living it. And that's what it takes in the kingdom. It doesn't mean it negates that, oh, that doesn't mean you're not. Well, you've got to live into it. David was anointed king long before he was ever acting as a king. And
yes.
We just need to remember that
yes.
in the scripture.
And you know what? That's amazing that you would say that about David. Because David was anointed to be king, and then he went back to tending sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times there's a place of development that we have to go through.
Exactly.
And in that development, then you are able to become so that way when you step into that position, you know that you have been called there. It's not a question if I am or not, because it's so clearly, as you mentioned, the enemy's this enemy's purpose is to distract you. It's his purpose to tell you that it's not true,
right?
Because you're not seeing any evidence of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so if you're not raised into believing that you don't have to see all things, as the word tells us, faith is what? The substance of things not seen. We have to begin to create what that word is sharing with us to do. And that's why you've got to grab hold of your children and start teaching them at an early age. Don't allow them to grow up with all of these myths, and then they have to decipher by the time they go through all of these experiences, then they know God.
Mm-hmm.
We can live by examples, but honey, let me tell you, sometimes you can just look at something. You can hear it and trust it. I don't have to know that my mom and dad did all of this stuff to know that I'm not supposed to. That's some other time that I can spend developing in another area. But I am so excited about this book, and really you have to get this book to just teach us. There's nothing wrong with reading and deciphering what is good for you to have and to use. But I don't want to take up your time. You can go right on, because you just get me all excited here. This young lady here, let me tell you, is a powerful woman of God, and your ministry, just to kind of tap back, is healing.
Part of it.
Yeah, part of it. So just kind of hit on that just a moment.
Well, you know, in the development phase, I just want to say this because there are so much divisionary subjugations of this is that, this is that, and this is that, and then you get pigeonholed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we remember what Jesus said, number one, for everyone, this is across the board, no matter what your call or your skill or gift or talent is, He commanded us to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, and share what this good news is about forgiveness of him and the kingdom. Because he mentions the kingdom. That was seek first the kingdom of God. And these things are what we're told we are to do as believers. And so that's really important that everybody should know. Now, what, you know, kind of what you're hitting on there is part of my calling. I do walk in some areas where certain things will operate stronger at times than, you know, they kind of all work together, to be honest with you. And I've seen the Lord get people out of wheelchair. I've seen the deaf hear. I've seen, you know, the lame walk, the deaf hear, cast out demons. You know, I've seen these things. These are normal. They're normal for Christians to do. We shouldn't be saying this is just a minister's job. No, no. Well, listen, you just signed up for ministry when you accepted Jesus, because he says we are assigned the ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So it's not segregated. It's not segregated. It's supposed to be a whole of us.
That's right. All inclusive in what the word says. And so it definitely does bring it. It does bring it around. Now, I tell you what we want to do. We want to go ahead and take a break. And we will be coming back. You are listening to The Flight. My guest today is Reverend Lori Land.
These chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change.
Welcome to The Flight. Welcome back. I have in the studio with me Reverend Lori Land. Amen. And of course, I am Virginia Manning. I just want to do a real quick just introduction of the United Fellowship of Alliance of Ministries are hosting a holy gathering. This is going to be October the 26th through the 28th. Amen. And of course, there will be more information that will be coming forward. And of course, that is Bishop Keith Vinson. So we're definitely looking forward to hearing more about this holy gathering. Amen. Okay, well, definitely, Reverend Lori Land, thank you so very much for joining me. And I just wanted to go a little bit into our topic, which is the sower of the seed, parable of the sower. It says, consider the sower who went out to sow. And as he sowed, some fell along the path, and the bird came and devoured it. The other seed fell on rocky ground where it didn't have much soil. So it didn't grow up quickly since the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it scorched. And since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it. Still other seed fell on good ground. This is where we want to go. Good ground, and produce fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times what was sown. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah. You know, when I was led to this scripture teaching many years ago, it seemed like at first it was just a cut and dry specific for how we've religiously seen salvation. And I want to just say that because it is relational, it's deeper than that.
Okay.
The revelation of God comes to believers as well. We get revelation and we grow. So this is like, you know how the scriptures are. It's like multi-layered. And you hear a revelation, you either receive it or you don't. And it could be a revelation of who Jesus is, to receive him the first time and believe that he is who he is. That's, you know, that's the good soil. That's the one that's hungry. And that can also be the one who wants to go deeper in God.
Yes.
And say prophetic words come and they're hearing that and they're seeking it in the scriptures. That's growing deeper. That's a good soil. They're going to start producing what they're hearing.
Yes.
That's growing. And it starts with that relationship. So if they don't believe there's a relationship, you either got, they got something right away and they, you know, maybe it was rocky ground. They've had experiences and they just don't mm-hmm. believe that God's going to do it, whether they're actually saved or not. And they may reject him. You know, that's what happens. And then you have some that are so excited because they see things happening, say healing. They see healing and they're like, oh, I want to know this Jesus. And they come up and pray a prayer. And then their life kind of goes back to the same thing.
Mm.
But they really didn't make a connection. And that seed of the enemy comes along. And he has deceived. He lies. He plants those seeds.
Yeah.
And yanks it out of the ground like the birds pulling the seed right out of the soil. Same thing goes with people who are born again. And they're hearing a revelation. And they get excited about it. But then something comes along that challenges it. And they just lost it.
Yeah,
see how it can work, and even with a new believer, and the ones who do grab a hold of this, and they're not choked out by the cares of the world, and they're not taken in by what happens around them, that good seed goes into their ground, and they believe that Jesus really is who he is.
Yes.
And once they get a hold of that good, it starts producing, and it can produce two ways, produce 60-100 fold in them.
Yes.
Because they continually, yes. as that soil is softened and it's taking in, mm-hmm. they're hearing the revelation and they're receiving and they're believing and the faith is acting on it.
Yeah.
And that's you know, that's how they grow. And that's how it all begins.
And that's how it all begins.
Yes.
And so when you know that the Word of God is truth, that's what we want to come to.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Word of God falls on our ground, I'm always asking, what are you depositing today? What are you depositing yeah. into your life? Amen.
Yeah.
Because we're living in a time where Jesus is so soon to come back, but it's a time of compromise. And people really want this. But then we have others that are out there saying, oh, it's okay to do that. When you're going to be judged, we're all going to be judged. I'm going to be judged. We're all going to be judged. But what's important is that you are in a place where you are seeking God and mm-hmm. you are, number one, hearing him for yourself.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So that you are able to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And because you can always line up anything that you're believing with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's so important that relationship builds into a fellowship. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to commune with God mm-hmm. daily.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, it says, to the early risers, those who seek me early, I will be
yes.
found. Listen, this is what you want. You don't ever have to worry about when you're pressing into God, the devil showing up and acting a nut. I promise you, it doesn't happen. Amen?
Amen.
You go ahead and bind that right now in the name of Jesus and keep it moving. Lord, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I want you to get that. You know, that yep. anger. I want you to get that. And you're constantly you are constantly surrendering and you're constantly asking God to renew you. Amen.
Amen.
But we're coming up on that close. And so, Miss Lori Lynn, we just want to ask that you would give us just a 30 seconds or something. Then we want to go ahead and invite to salvation. Amen.
Well, how do you know he's talking to you? How do you know? Well, I can tell you. It's pretty simple. That heartbeat, you start pounding in your heart, and you just know, man, this is really resonating with me. I keep feeling like I want to know him. And it's not about church as a building you go to. It's
yes.
not about that. It's about a relationship.
Ship.
He's
yes.
real.
Yes.
And if you want him, he wants you. It's real simple. I'm going to say this real quick. God does not send people to hell. People choose to go to hell. When Jesus died, it was for all of mankind.
Yes.
So what are you going to choose? What are you going to choose?
Amen. 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 So we have that choice today, and the Word just simply tells us that we would trust and believe in our heart that he was raised, mm-hmm. that he is the son that God sent. That's right. Amen. And mm-hmm. that you are saved. There is more work. You cannot what? Come to this and stay the same. Amen. That's You've right. been listening to The Flight. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you here again next week.
Let your mind travel on the flight.
On the flight.
Prepare for takeoff.
It's time to fly. Let's catch the flight. With Virginia Manning Radio. Relax your mind. Enjoy the flight. With Virginia Manning Radio. It's time to fly. Let's catch the flight. With Virginia Manning Radio. Relax your mind. Enjoy the flight. With Virginia Manning Radio.
Thanks for taking the time to lift your spirit.